The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is renewing its call for public assistance in the search for Bailey Blunt, who was reported missing 1 year ago on September 25, 2023. Blunt, 29, was last seen on September 22, 2023, when she went to retrieve her belongings from a property off Berg Road and Highway 299, where she had previously lived with her ex-boyfriend, Tyler Burrow.
We found out later that she had called for help from a few people because he was drunk and he was waving a gun around. Reported it to us. We got on the phone and we spoke with Jackie Burroughs, Tyler's mom. She went up to the mountain where the trailer was and we left the next day to go up there. And when we got to Bailey's trailer, it just literally looked like she had just poofed. Her phone was there, her purse was there. You know, there was an open rock star, like she was just sitting at her table packing. You could tell she was packing her stuff. There were duffel bags full of clothes and everything, and that everything was just left there behind and she was nowhere to be found.
From the start, Bailey's family has believed something horrific happened to her on September 22nd as she attempted to finally end the year-long on and off relationship with Tyler.
And I don't think anything good. You know, she was on and off of drugs, but her big thing this time was she was finally getting her stuff. You know, she had a house to live in. She had her truck. You know, she has a daughter who doesn't live with her that she was trying to get better so that she could have a relationship with. And she would have never just disappeared without saying anything to my mom. They talk every other day, no matter where she is or what she's getting into.
That was Blunt's sister, Stephanie Baroni, speaking with KMUD News last year after Bailey's disappearance. A manhunt for Burrow ensued. Burrow was eventually located in a wooded area of southern Oregon by observant hunters with Blunt's missing vehicle and dog.
The tip came in to me directly. A hunter had found him up there in that area, and he had a whole camp set up. A TV, a generator. The hunter had pinned his exact coordinate, and then when he got back to town, he had found me on Facebook, and I got a hold of the Jackson County Sheriff's Department, the lead guy of the task force down there. I sent him the coordinates, and within 3 hours, he was arrested.
At that point, the family had mixed feelings of both relief that Burrow had been caught and grief that the last sliver of hope that Blunt was alive diminished.
I don't know whether to puke or to cry.
But him being apprehended, it's kind of a mixture of being excited and kind of just letting some of the anxiety go, but also the realization that, you know, she is in fact not with him and he doesn't have her held captive and that, you know, he's the only one that holds all the answers to what really happened that day that she went missing.
The second voice heard there was Bailey Blunt's aunt, Carrie Madison. The family believed that answers would be forthcoming after Burrow's arrest.
I guess where we go from here is we kind of just let the detectives do their work.
However, without a body and with no witnesses, Burrow was released, leaving the family wondering.
But where's Bailey?
In a press release issued by the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, the lead agency in the missing persons case, the department said that despite multiple search efforts, including the use of specialized canine teams and extensive ground searches, no trace of Blunt has been found. Investigators have interviewed more than 30 individuals, including Burrow, and have conducted numerous searches of properties, vehicles, and electronic devices. Tips have led to searches in Humboldt and Trinity counties and as far as Oregon, but no breakthroughs have been made. Bailey's mother has been frustrated by local law enforcement and what she believes is a lack of cooperation with the family who is intent on locating the missing woman.
No law enforcement officer has ever met me on the ground.
In a phone interview around the same time, HCSO's Captain Brian Quinnell stated,
"We have to follow the Constitution. We have to have probable cause to seek warrants. We have to have articulable facts before we can do certain things, either make an arrest or ask for a warrant. And unfortunately, people as most interactions with law enforcement come from television or movies, and those just aren't real life. They're not realistic. So people have an unrealistic expectation of what law enforcement can do. And trust me, I empathize with the families, especially when they have a missing loved one, and believe that there's more that we can be doing. And because they don't understand that the integrity of the investigation requires that we not divulge everything that we are doing in the hopes of holding somebody accountable if there was a crime committed. Realistically, those are big hurdles. And again, not just in this investigation, but a lot of investigations that we do, is that just the public really is misinformed on what we can and cannot do as a law enforcement organization.
But as the family remains in suspended grief, believing that Bailey was murdered almost a year ago, her body unrecovered, they want law enforcement to do whatever it takes to locate Bailey.
When you ask me ultimately, what do I want? I want them to trump up his charge and then cut a deal.
A few days shy of the one-year disappearance of Bailey Blunt, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office issued a plea to the public asking for information, believing there are individuals who may know what happened to Blunt. Blunt is described as 5 feet 5 inches tall, weighing 200 pounds, with brown hair, brown eyes, and distinctive tattoos, a trident on her neck and a fishing hook on her left hand. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact Investigator Jennifer Taylor at the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office or provide an anonymous tip by calling 707-268-2539 or emailing hso@co.humboldt.ca.us. Reporting for KMN News, I'm Lisa Music.